We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, our North Richland Hills men's pastor, Todd Reynolds, teaches us that we cannot do life alone and how we can each find community. Let's listen in.
Hey man, Pastor Todd here. I am the men's pastor at Gateway NRH. Super excited to be with you today on this podcast. Listen, I've got a question for you. How many of you were told when you were growing up, man, you just need to man up, rub some dirt on it, be a man? There's no crying in baseball. Wait, that wasn't actually to a man. That was actually to a lady in a film. But you get my point. We're all told that it's up to us. We're all told that it's totally dependent on how we act, how we engage, how much time and energy and effort we give to something to make it successful. You know, those statements were given to us to help motivate us, to help keep us going. But the reality is, there is just some bad theology in that way of thinking. You know, I know the people that told us that, maybe it was your dad, maybe it was your boss, might even have been your wife trying to get you to take the trash out. But the reality is, their intentions are not necessarily how we heard things. Even if they had the best of intentions, we as men typically hear something different when words like that are spoken over us. We hear things like, you're not a man. You have no help. You need to handle this stuff on your own. I'm here to tell you that that is not true. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell us that we're on our own. And if we're being honest, if you've ever lost that championship ball game in the bottom of the last inning, you know there's crying in baseball. It just happens. So as much as we want to handle our own business, as much as we want to understand that we have a desire to do something, that we may have the greatest desire in the world to achieve something, but desire alone's not enough. I ran summer camps for many, many years. I got the privilege of spending 7 to 8 weeks a summer on an encampment somewhere in the state of Texas, leading youth and preteens in a camp experience. For some of them, it was the only camp experience they've ever had. I learned one story during that time that really sticks with me even today, some 30 years later. There was one instance, and it wasn't in the middle of chapel. It wasn't in the middle of a Bible study. It was an early morning poolside that God revealed to me a life lesson that I've carried with me forever. You see, it was a rite of passage when you're a preteen to swim on the sixth grade relays. You represented your church. You and three of your best buddies represented your church. And so as we boarded the bus in the church parking lot, a little boy came up to me. I'm going to call him Johnny to protect the innocents. But Johnny came up to me and said, hey, I want to swim in the relay. I want to swim in the relay. I'm like, all right, we'll get you on the relay team. If that's what you want to do, we'll get you on there. So back in those days, we swam the relay like, I don't know, it could have been 2 in the morning. It seemed that early. It probably wasn't. More like 6 o'clock, but it was early. It was still dark out. And those who had signed up for the relay, I would go around and wake them up, me and the other sponsors. We'd get them ready. We'd trek over to the pool early in the morning, and we would get everybody on their sides of the pool. And we had decided that Johnny would swim the first leg of our relay. That's all he had talked about for 3 days at camp, is swimming in the relay, swimming in the relay. And so, you know, I was doing my best to open my eyes. It was early. I had my first cup of coffee in hand, and, you know, the whistle blew, and Johnny jumped off in the deep end for the first leg. And boy, there was splashing going on. All the counselors were cheering for their churches. And, you know, I kind of looked down at the other end to see who was the second leg. And when I looked back, I didn't find Johnny. I kind of started looking a little deeper, a little harder, and I noticed the lifeguard stand up. And at about the same time we finally found Johnny, he was on the bottom of the pool. Well, needless to say, we both went in. We pulled Johnny out. Johnny was coughing and hacking and spitting up water and carrying on. I'm like, Johnny, what happened? He's like, well, I dove in. And I'm like, I know. But, I mean, why didn't you swim? He goes, I don't know how to swim. I'm like, what? He said, I don't know how to swim. I just wanted to be a part of the relay. And it was then and only then that I realized that our desire to do something isn't enough. We have to be prepared to face the challenges that come to us in life. So I've carried little Johnny with me my whole life. Because just because I want to do something doesn't mean I can actually do it. As much as I have a desire to be successful in my marriage and have a desire to be a successful pastor, a successful businessman, it doesn't just happen because I want it. Johnny couldn't swim because he just wanted to. And me being a young counselor, probably didn't ask all the right questions before we got to that point. You know, even the disciples didn't get sent out on their own right away. You would think that the guys that had walked with Christ, that had seen all the miracles, that, I mean, he fed the masses with just a box lunch, basically. And they saw all that. They had ample opportunity just to sit and talk with Jesus, just to ask questions. Scripture is full of them asking questions. The reality is they didn't get it all right. They didn't quite understand it all. But they had ample opportunity to talk to Christ, to ask those questions. You know, Luke 24:49 says, as Christ was getting ready to depart this earth, he gathered the disciples and he gave them those words that as men, most of us just hate to hear. Verse 49 says, I'm going to send you what the Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high. The Todd translation is, Jesus just said, hey, you boys need to wait. Wait? No one likes to wait, especially men. I mean, how many times have you waited for directions to get somewhere? Isn't it easier just to get in the car and drive for an hour and a half for a 15-minute drive? Because we want to go. We're told it's up to us. We got to figure this out. Let's make it happen. Sometimes, most of the time, maybe we should just wait. Luckily, he was okay. Luckily, we pulled him out of the pool. Luckily, that worked out. And I have a story to tell today because of it. So, something for you to ponder, a question for you to think about. Are there times in your life where you ran into something, thinking you had to get it done, thinking it was all on you, only to find out later that you missed completely? You messed it up completely. Maybe that was a relationship. Maybe that was a job or a job opportunity. I mean, it can be almost anything in life. So we have this constant internal struggle, this tug of war, if you will, of how to process things, how to look at things, how to analyze, and how to make the right steps. You know, life is not that different than the pool there at summer camp. We do need to wait for the power that comes from on high. We do need to wait for those around us that can speak into things. So how do we do that as men? How do we reprogram ourselves? I'm going to tell you this. You can't do life alone. It's impossible. Well, let me rephrase. You can't do life well alone. It's impossible. You have to have the patience and you have to have the understanding that to be a real man, as they might have told you when you were younger, requires preparation. It requires relationship with both the Father above and men around you. Nowhere in Scripture were we told to walk this path alone. You know, the reason that there's a path is because others have walked it. If it was just you out walking on your own, you'd be traipsing through weeds and high grass and whatever. But the reality is there's a path that you're on. And if you're attentive to what the Holy Spirit has to say and you're on the right path, then others have gone before you. And there'll be others that follow behind you. So no matter what season of life you're in, no matter whether you're a young man, maybe just starting college, maybe you're like me on the other end of the spectrum and have done life for a while, maybe not even the right way, because I can attest to that. You have something to give, and you also have something to receive. So what if someone had asked you or told you many years ago that it's okay just to pause? I'm not saying that it's okay to be lazy. I'm not saying that it's okay to not take action on things. I am saying that it's best to take action when the Holy Spirit tells you to take action. And it's best to wait when the Holy Spirit says, let's wait. And how do you know? I get that question all the time. How do I know? How do I know what I'm supposed to do? I'm a firm believer in confirmation. If you have brothers around you that you share your heart with, and they share their hearts with you, and you guys pour into each other, that's how you'll know. You won't be on your own. You have to do this thing called life with solid men around you, all of you led by the Holy Spirit, myself included. So if I'd asked the right questions to little Johnny, I would have known to probably go ahead and empty my pockets, set my coffee down, and be ready to dive in. But I didn't ask the right questions. I was not prepared. I didn't think that far ahead. And luckily, like I said, it worked out. So life's not that different than the pool at summer camp. There's all kinds of dangers. We live in a fallen world. But there is victory. There is that time in our life that we can invest in others, that we can walk and we can be successful. Now, let me warn you, success through God's lens looks a whole lot different than through your lens probably, or even my lens sometimes. The world has told us that that is the measuring stick, that if you're a real man, you're successful, you have lots of money, maybe you own a business, maybe you do, I mean, you fill in the blank. The reality is success comes from following Christ and from allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. We as men need to be surrounded with men that will ask the hard questions. There is nothing more valuable than a brother that will not only check in to see what you're thinking, but also check on the condition of your heart. Do you have those men? I hope so. I know that I've had to work, I had to pause, I had to wait and find those men before I could move forward. You know, as much as we think we can do things on our own, I mean, the world will tell us that. Just look at social media. I mean, we get the highlight reels of all of our friends and all these great things they've done. We just don't see the other side of that coin very often. So don't follow what the world says when it comes to being successful and how fast we should run into things. We need to know what a real man looks like. A man that will wait before he acts. He will wait on the Holy Spirit, that power from above that the disciples waited on. He will wait until he can surround himself with brothers that he will let pour into him, and he will do the same for them. Don't do it alone. Let me rephrase. I've already told you once, you can't do it alone. So my challenge to you today is this. Just simply wait. Wait until you have a good covering. Wait until you have brothers that have given you confirmation that your next step is the right step. Then and only then can you be the man, a real man, that man that God wants you to be. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to receive all that God has for you? You know, I don't know where you grew up. I don't know if you grew up in a big city, if you grew up in a small town, if you were in the country. But I think you could probably think back in life. There are so many times in your life that you were told to go do something, and we procrastinated. We waited. Ironically, the important things in life, we tend to rush into. We tend to go as fast as we can because we want to get there. There's a competitive side in most of us. We like to win. I mean, for me and my friends, sometimes just going to dinner, we want to see who gets there the fastest. For me and the other men's pastors here, it's who can cook the best brisket. I mean, we all have that competitive nature, and we've all been told, programmed, if you will, that it's on us. We got to make it happen. We got to get it done. When in reality, Scripture never tells us that. Scripture tells us it's more important to be prepared than it is to get there first. So maybe that's what we should have been told growing up. I know that exactly what I should have been told in my life when I was younger is just to slow down, to listen for the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't it be crazy if someone actually said, hey, you know what you need to do? You need to just wait. You need to just pause. Here's a crazy thought. What if I'd asked Johnny a simple question? Maybe something crazy like, hey, can you swim? If you think there is satisfaction in achieving things on your own, just wait until you get to witness what God can achieve through you when you do it His ways. They don't even compare. Blessings, men. I hope that you will surround yourself with other men that can be a part of your life. That's what we believe here at Gateway, that we do this together. Sometimes the right course of action is just to wait. That's my challenge.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. And if you want to stay connected with everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.